Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hear these very important readings. The Word of God declares the work of God. John 6:29, Psalm 46:8, Psalm 111:2, Ecclesiastes 7:13, Job 37:14. This is the work of God. Come, behold the works of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The works of the Lord are great, remarkable. Consider the work of God. Consider the wondrous works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 118:23, Jeremiah 50:10. The Gentiles have borne witness to the works of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, saying, this, the work of Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Let us declare the work of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles call for God. Acts 17:23, John 1:22, Judges 9:10, 12, and 14, Isaiah 3:6, Genesis 27:40, 1 Kings 12:4, Nehemiah 5:12, Job 11:18, Psalm 9:10, 1 Samuel 23:27. To the unknown God, who art thou? Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. we the Gentiles will do as thou sayest. Thou shalt be secure. The Gentiles will put their trust in thee. Haste thee and come. All things define God. The very things that define God are descriptive of Tommy L. Hart and his works. Hear the reading of all things. All things are pure. Jeremiah 10:16 and Jeremiah 51:19. He, the Lord, is the former arranger of all things. Psalm 44:21. He knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. Job 12:22. He discovers deep things contained in the AVB. Job 28:11. He brings forth things hid in the AVB. Daniel 2:22. He reveals the deep and secret things. Daniel 2:29. He that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee, the people, what shall come to pass. John 1:3. All things were made or put in a proper condition by him. Isaiah 40:1. He brings forth judgment to the Gentiles. Isaiah 30:18. The Lord is a God of judgment. John 14:26. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I, the Word of God, have said to you. John 16:13. He will show you things to come. Job 37:4. His voice is heard. 2 Timothy 2:7. The Lord gives the understanding in all things. Proverbs 2:6. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Hosea 9:9. He will remember there the Gentiles' iniquity. Psalm 53:6. God brings back the captivity of his people. Psalm 14:7. The Lord brings back the captivity of his people. Psalm 98:2. The Lord hath made known his salvation. Psalm 98:2. He hath openly showed his righteousness. Isaiah 53:11. He brings forth the Gentiles' iniquities. Daniel 1:17. God gave the people and the Gentiles knowledge. 1 Samuel 2:3. The Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. John 4:25. He tells the people all things. 1 Corinthians 2:11. He knows the things of God. Proverbs 29:24. He hears cursing and reveals it. Luke 9:26. He appears in his own glory. John 9:16. He does not keep or observe the Sabbath. Acts 10:6. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Joel 2:32. He calls the remnant of his people. Psalm 1:2. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Isaiah 33:8. He regardeth no man. John 7:4. He himself seeks to be known openly. Job 21:22. He judges those that are high. Leviticus 26:10. He brings forth the old. John 8:40. 1 Corinthians 16:10. Deuteronomy 32:4. He, Tommy L. Hart, is a man that hath told you the truth. He worketh the work belonging to the Lord. He is a God of truth. The conclusions of all things. John 10:33. Psalm 77:14. Tommy L. Hart, thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Thou art the God that doest wonders. The Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Song of Solomon 1:15. Joshua 9:25. Lamentations 3:42. Joshua 9:11. Numbers 32:31. Deuteronomy 1:14. Thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, art fair, just, and honest. We, the Gentiles, are in thine hand, as it seems good and right to thee to do to us, the Gentiles, do. Thou hast not pardoned. We are thy servants. We will do as thou, our Lord Tommy L. Hart, hast said to thy servants. The things which thou, Lord Hart, hast spoken are good for us to do. The Gentiles' proclamation, Jeremiah 51:10, Matthew 3:15, John 19:7, Romans 7:12, Psalm 118:27, Proverbs 6:23, Jeremiah 5:24, Deuteronomy 29:29, Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9, 1 Timothy 4:10, Psalm 126:3, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, Psalm 118:24, 1 Corinthians 4:9, Romans 14:8, Isaiah 40:8. The Lord Tommy L. Hart has brought forth our, the Gentiles' righteousness. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. We, the Gentiles, have a law from our God. The law of our God is holy and just and good. God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord who hath showed us, the Gentiles, light. His law is the light. Let us now fear the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We shall do or perform all the words of the law of our God. Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles' God. We have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is with us. We trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord Tommy L. Hart hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. This is the day which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath made. We, the Gentiles, will rejoice and be glad in it. We, the Gentiles, are made a spectacle to the world. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's servants. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. The Gentiles confess to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 59:12-13, Isaiah 28:15, Lamentations 3:42, James 3:9, Psalm 106:6, Hosea 10:3, 2 Corinthians 7:2, Genesis 42:21, Jeremiah 50:24, Hosea 7:13, saying, as for our, the Gentiles' iniquities, we, the Gentiles, know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. We, the Gentiles, have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. We, the Gentiles, have transgressed and rebelled. We, the Gentiles, curse men which are made after the similitude of God, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, have sinned with our fathers. We, the Gentiles, have committed iniquity. We, the Gentiles, have done wickedly. We, the Gentiles, have wronged the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are verily guilty. In effect, the papacy and Gentiles have striven against the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The papacy and the Gentiles have spoken lies against me, the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Note, Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106:41-42 says, make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. They that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. The meaning and outcome of Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106, verses 41 through 42. The papacy and the Gentiles waged war against the black people. The papacy and Gentiles defeated black people militarily. The papacy and the Gentiles cast the black people into captivity and enslavement. The papacy and Gentiles tyrannized the black people. Analysis of the papacy's and Gentiles' tyranny over black people. Ezekiel 18:18, Nehemiah 9:28, Jeremiah 23:10. The papacy and Gentiles cruelly oppressed and spoiled the black people. They, the papacy and the Gentiles, had the dominion over them, the black people. The papacy and Gentiles' course is evil, and their force is not right. The papacy and Gentiles' curse. Revelation 18:12-13, against black people. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all time wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beef and sheep and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. In John 18:35, I am asked, what hast thou done? And I answer, I have fulfilled that which is written in Psalm 14:7. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have brought back the captivity of my people. The law of God, the law for the people, the commandment to God, Tommy L. Hart, show the work of the law. The authority and foundation of the law of God, Psalm 49:1-2, Matthew 7:12, Isaiah 30:21, Romans 7:1, John 6:29, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 17:13, 2 Samuel 22:45, Revelation 21:3, Amos 5:14, Psalm 72:8 and 11, Mark 11:22, 1 Samuel 8:17, Psalm 62:11, Psalm 75:7, Revelation 21:3, 1 Corinthians 3:17, Psalm 18:46, 1 Samuel 9:6, Psalm 111:3. Psalm 112:3, 1 Samuel 10:7, 1 Samuel 9:17, Acts 8:10, 1 Corinthians 16:10, 2 Chronicles 20:20, Acts 1:8, Job 22:22, Psalm 48:8, Ephesians 5:1, Isaiah 42:13, Romans 13:2, Acts 23:9, Hosea 12:6, Luke 10:35. John 8:54, Psalm 45:11, 1 Samuel 2:3, 1 Kings 18:39, 2 Timothy 2:15, Deuteronomy 32:4, Hosea 2:20, Romans 15:12, Genesis 3:16, Judges 8:23, Psalm 112:2, Isaiah 54:3, 1 Timothy 6:17, Luke 10:4, Matthew 19:6. Proverbs 3:5, Isaiah 7:14, Proverbs 2:6, 2 Timothy 2:7, Isaiah 42:1, Isaiah 30:18, Isaiah 2:12, Isaiah 9:6-7, Amos 5:15, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 6:5, Luke 17:17, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Psalm 33:4, Genesis 1:31, Daniel 11:36. Obadiah 15, Revelation 22:3, Jeremiah 30:9, Job 37:12, 2 Timothy 2:24, Deuteronomy 28:44, Revelation 13:16, Revelation 7:3, Revelation 22:4, Psalm 145:17, John 9:24, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Psalm 96:7, Acts 10:6, John 2:5, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28 through 29, and verse 31. Joshua 22:5, Joshua 24:14, Deuteronomy 30, verse 16, Isaiah 54:13, Revelation 17:17, Genesis 31:16, Joshua 23:11, Numbers 14:9, 1 John 3:4, Romans 6:23, 1 John 2:1, 1 Samuel 14:34, Joshua 24:19, Esther 6:13, Psalm 50, verse 14, Jeremiah 26:13, Isaiah 55:6, Revelation 14:7, James 1:22, Romans 15:10-11, Malachi 4:4, Joel 2:13, Deuteronomy 3:12. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor. This is the law of God. This law is the way. Walk ye in it. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. This law is the work of God. Thou shalt do all that I command thee, says the word of God. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. God shall be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, the people. He, God, shall have dominion. All nations of the Gentiles shall serve him. Have faith or complete trust in God. Ye the Gentiles shall be his, God's servants. Power belongeth to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down, and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle or dwelling place belonging to God is with men. The temple dwelling place of God is holy. The Lord lives. Behold now, there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, USA, a man having a designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he says comes to pass. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. God is with thee, the people. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. See that he be without fear among you. He worketh the work belonging to the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall receive Tommy L. Hart, the power having the designation of God. Receive ye the law from him. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall establish it, the law, forever. Be ye therefore followers of God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall prevail against his enemies. Whosoever resists him, resists this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Carry out his judgments and serve him continually. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of knowledge. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. He is a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of truth. Just and right is he. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you, Gentiles. His seed shall be mighty, his seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart, who gives us richly all things to enjoy with appreciation. Salute the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. What God the Lord Tommy Hart hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord Tommy Hart with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. For the Lord Tommy Hart gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord Tommy Hart gives thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The Lord Tommy Hart is a God of judgment. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low, says the word of God. The government shall be upon his, the Lord Tommy Hart's shoulder, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The Gentiles shall establish the judgments coming from the Lord their God, Tommy Hart. Ye shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep or obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Give glory to God, Tommy Hart. Ye shall diligently keep or obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy Hart. The word of the Lord, Tommy Hart, is right. God, the Lord, Tommy Hart, saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. That is determined shall be done. As thou, the Gentiles, have done, it shall be done to thee, the Gentiles. His, the Lord God, Tommy Hart's servant, the Gentiles, shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tommy Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord Tommy Hart commandeth them. The servant belonging to the Lord God, Tommy Hart, must not strive against his Lord. He, the Lord Tommy Hart, shall be the head, and thou, the Gentiles, shall be the tail. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible, uncovered, and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tommy Hart, in their foreheads. His, the Lord Tommy Hart's name shall be in their, the Gentiles, foreheads. The Lord Tommy Hart is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Give God, Tommy Hart, the praise. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy Hart, shall tell thee what thou ought to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tommy Hart, reigneth. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now therefore fear the Lord, Tommy Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I command you this day to love the Lord thy God, Tommy Hart, to walk in his ways, and to keep, obey his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments. All thy children shall be taught about the Lord, Tommy Hart. The words coming from God, the Lord Tommy Hart, shall be fulfilled. Now then, whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy Hart, hath said to thee, do. Love the Lord your God, Tommy Hart. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tommy Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy Hart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Thou, the Gentiles, shalt not prevail against the Lord your God, Tommy Hart, but shalt surely fall before him. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay thy vows to the Most High, the Lord, Tommy Hart. Therefore now, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Go to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, while he may be found. Fear God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and give glory to him. Be ye doers, obeyers of the word, the law, and not hearers only. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Remember, be careful not to forget the law of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Turn to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Do all the words of this law. Objective points of the law. Isaiah 26:15, thou, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, art glorified. Isaiah 33:5, the Lord is exalted. 1 Chronicles 29:11, thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, art exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:12, thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reignest over all. Acts 4:21 and Galatians 1:24, all men glorify God, Tommy L. Hart, for that which was done. They, the Gentiles, glorified God, Tommy L. Hart. Mark 16:6, he, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is risen. Luke 24:34, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is risen indeed. Revelation 19:6, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Psalm 66:7, he, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, ruleth by his power forever. The expectation, 1 Kings 12:24, they, the Gentiles, hearkened therefore to the word of the Lord. In the above law, these Bible questions are answered. Luke 10:26, what is written in the law? Romans 3:31, do we, the Gentiles, void the law? Psalm 12:4, who is Lord over us, Gentiles? Proverbs 30:9, who is the Lord? Psalm 18:31, who is God? Proverbs 30:4, what is God's name? Genesis 37:8, Lord, shalt thou indeed have dominion over us, the Gentiles? Job 14:10, where is God? Malachi 2:17, where is the God of judgment? Psalm 42:10, where is thy God? Lamentations 3:37, who is he that says, and it comes to pass? Galatians 3:21, is the law against the promises concerning God? 1 Kings 8:27, will God indeed dwell on the earth? Galatians 3:19, wherefore serveth the law? Judgment is coming from the Lord. This section answers the questions. Jeremiah 23:37, what hath the Lord spoken? Jeremiah 37:17, is there any word from the Lord? And Joshua 5:14, what says my Lord to his servants? The people's voice, John 6:28, Isaiah 41:22, Isaiah 59:11, Matthew 8:8, Psalm 110:2, says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, what shall we the Gentiles do? Show us what shall happen. Declare for us things to come. We the Gentiles look for, we expect judgment. Speak the word. Rule. The word Lamentations 3:6-4 says to the Lord, render a recompense to them, the Gentiles. The announcement, Ecclesiastes 10:14, 2 Corinthians 12:2, Daniel 2:29, Ezekiel 25:3, Mark 11:23, Exodus 20:1. A man cannot tell what shall be. God knows. He that reveals secrets, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the words coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Those things which he says shall come to pass shortly. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, spoke the subsequent words. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is dead and done away with. It espoused a faith which was, one, void of the works of the law of God, two, in opposition to the Lord God, Tommy of Heart, and three, diametrically opposed to the Word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. These things are done away with: Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day. Judaism is dead and done away with. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances are done away with. Proverbs 13:22, Zechariah 9:9, Job 1:8. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He, the Lord Tommy of Heart, is just. There is none like him. The estate, property, and assets of all religious institutions, organizations, groups, and all churches, Christian schools, and faith schools, and such like things are in the hands of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means, in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, swimming, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, bowling, cricket, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. If the Gentiles do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. A year with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is equal to 12 months. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio productions shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, Revelation 11:15, the Gentile kings are fallen, they shall not rise. The Gentile kingdoms are become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. The old constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., are discarded. the new constitutions of those nations, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the people's and all the armed forces' subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The first words to come out of every journalist, reporter, and every news commentator's and correspondent's mouth, and the first written words of every news article shall be, I, followed by the speaker's and or writer's full legal name, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Example, I, Wallet Dean Sincere, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That is taken from 2 Samuel 23:3. Amos 3:8. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken. The Gentiles promise to execute the judgments which have come from their Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Exodus 24:3. We, the Gentiles, will do all the words which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath said. Commandment to the Gentiles, Numbers 32:24. Do that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth. The commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to the people and the Gentiles. Starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I. B-A-H. The Lord Tommy L. Hart's glory is his written and spoken word. His glory is seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program. Have you seen my word on any of my pages? Have you heard any of Lawmaster's episodes? You shall send to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, a statement in which you state that you have seen and or heard the glory of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program, and you approve the Lord's adding your name and statement to the public record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. In your statement, give your full legal name, age, and country in which you live. Here is an example of what you should send to me. I, Sincere Truth, have seen the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program. I am 25 years old and live in Hawaii. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, know by these presents that the Lord your God is at hand. I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, am a citizen of the United States of America. Therefore, America is God's host. That is indeed a wonderful thing. Know also that the law concerning you and your God is at hand. I say to you, fulfill the law of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You, the President and Congress, know that the office of God is most high. You know that God is deserving of great respect and honor. You know that the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is the principal dignitary among men. The Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is sovereign. You know that the law of God is to be followed, obeyed, and carried out. I will cut to the chase. President and Congress, this is your most urgent and legal duty. you should take the lead and give to the Lord God, Tommy, your heart, his due. Acknowledge him, exalt him, communicate with him, get to know him, provide and take care of him, make known his works, worship him, fear him, obey his commandments, and do all the things called for in the law concerning the people and their God. Let this be your most urgent declaration among the people. The Lord our God, Tommy, our heart, reigns. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, I say to you, do not be negligent and do not lie against the truth. You have a duty to perform. Now get with the program. Execute the law that has come from your Lord and your God. I am the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I turn now to the description of this for this program. The Gentiles, alias white people, have called God. The Gentiles have sought God. The Gentiles have found God. The Gentiles have made promises to God. The Gentiles have waited for God. And behold, God has come. In light of the preceding facts, it is clear that God has not come as an enemy, but as one who has been called. God has come as one who is called by his friend to do specific things. Now, it is incumbent upon the Gentiles to honor their word and submit themselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 53:2, and I will turn to it. Okay, Psalm 53:2 says, see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. And I know I spoke on this the last time. Is Romans 3:11 true or false? Let's turn to it. Romans 3:11, is it true or false? It says, there is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Well, listen, Proverbs 28:5 makes this declaration. Proverbs 28:5. Says this, they that seek the Lord understand all things. And I showed before, those who seek the Lord, the Gentiles, are God seekers. The Gentiles, as has been stated, the Gentiles sought God through the word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. And God was found. Okay? The Gentiles sought God, the Gentiles found God. Through the word of God. They that seek the Lord understand all things. So the question here now, let's take this one step at a time. Is there any, are there any that understand? The Gentiles understand all things. The Gentiles, in their understanding of all things, understand the doctrine of God. The Gentiles understand all things. They that seek the Lord understand all things. Now, back to the question. In Romans 3:11, which says there is none that understandeth. That statement, that part of the statement is false. Then the second part says, there is none that seeketh after God. That part is false, because we know now that the Gentiles sought after God. The Gentiles sought God and found him through the word of God. So the statement of Romans 3:11 is found to be false. Okay. Remember, that is not a mistake. The statement is set there deliberately. I've told you how that the word of God teaches on a thing, then it gives a test. The Romans 3:11 statement is a true or false statement, which has been found to be false. It was a test. It's a test of one's knowledge and understanding. Now, the question, the Gentiles understand all things. You who listen to me should understand all things, even if you are not a Gentile. Okay? Remember, to the beginning of the program, I read the list constituting the list of things constituting all things. I read them. Okay? Now, so I have a question here in the description. The question is asked, what are all things? I've said before, all things define God. There's another question, and you know what all things are. You have access to all things. All things are already in Lawmaster's archives. Lawmaster is God. So you have this knowledge of all things. You have the understanding of all things. The Gentiles and all the other people. Who is the creator of all things? Who is the performer of all things? Let's see. Who is the creator of all things? Okay. Now, all things, as I've said, define God. All things show the things God will do. So, God is known by his work. Very important to understand. All things define God. All things show the things God will do when he comes. Now, that list of all things which I read to you, which I read off, I do or have done all the things that, all the things constituting all things which I read off. I do them. I have done them. And, of course, the evidence is much evidence showing that. I have the proof. The proof is in the work of God. That's why the work of God is so important. Isaiah 40:26. Let's turn to that. Isaiah 40:26 says this: Behold, who hath created these things? What things? All things. That's what's in question. That is what is being talked about. All things. Okay. All things are not in question. All things are being discussed. There's no doubt concerning all things. We know all things. We have all things. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart is the let me get ahead of myself. Let me just go by that line. Behold, who hath created these things? What things? All things. Who has created all things? Obviously, all things are in the Authorized Version Bible. I read the references when I read the list of all things. I gave the references. All the references are taken from the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, commonly called King James Version. So, obviously, all things are in the Authorized Version Bible. The Gentiles are responsible for the content of the Authorized Version Bible. So, who is the creator of all things? The Gentiles are the creators of all things. All things originate from the Gentiles. All things come from the Gentiles. As stated before, all things define God. Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. Jeremiah 10:16 says, let me read it, Jeremiah 10:16 says this: He is the former of all things. Tommy L. Hart is the former of all things. Tommy L. Hart has properly arranged all things. To form, one of the definitions, to arrange. God is the arranger of all things. The Gentiles are the originators of all things. In the Bible, all things are not in order. Therefore, God arranges all things. John 1:3. Says, all things were made by him. The key word there is all things. I mean, the key word there is made. What is the definition for made? M-A-D-E, or make, M-A-K-E. All things are put in proper condition as for work by the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Not the same as what is said in Jeremiah 10:16. Tommy L. Hart has properly arranged all things. Okay? Now, God, Tommy L. Hart, is the doer of all things. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is the performer of all things. You should know these things. The Gentiles are the originators of all things, or all things originate from the Gentiles or with the Gentiles. All things define God. All things coming from the Gentiles define God. All things coming from the Gentiles show the work, or the works are the things that God will do. God is the arranger of all things. God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, is the performer, the doer of all things. All things must be done. All things must be done by God. Tommy L. Hart has done all things, shown there. Tommy L. Hart does work set aside for the Lord. Tommy L. Hart does the Lord's work. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. Tommy L. Hart is the God. He who does the work belonging to God is God. That's settled. That's settled. But those are things concerning all things that you should know. You should have an understanding. As the scripture says, they that seek God, the Gentiles, understand all things. All of you should understand all things. Now, I believe that's clear. I believe what I have taught on and what I have given to you, I believe it is all clear, easy to understand. Tommy L. Hart does the work of God. All things define God. Tommy L. Hart is the doer of all things. The Gentiles are the originators of all things. That's good. Very good. Join me again, hopefully, Sunday morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, for another Lawmasters program. I expect to see you then. Join me there at the computer or by radio. I mean, cell phone, telephone. Join me as we hear the Word of God again, Sunday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lawmasters.